The letter I just wrote her might have some kind of
bearing on what?
Bearing on this moment of this summer. It's about me. I'm not reading this in terms of her.
No, no, no. Read it.
Dear Gretel, you must not be impatient about my letter writing, nor draw mistaken conclusions from my silence. It is a silence of temporary withdrawal from the, quote, world into a sleepy life of sun, water, boats, children. No music, no thoughts, no planning, and hardly any communication with the, quote, world I have left. I don't know if you can understand how extremely important this period is for me and how hard it is for me to write a letter. I have hardly written to my own family. I haven't looked at a page of music, although the three volumes of Rosenkavalier sit reprovingly on my piano, thanks to you. She'd had them sent from Vienna. I have written not a note of my own music. My reading is reduced to letters, newspapers, and a slow rereading of Hadrian's memoirs. It is all like a machine that is slowed down to a bare minimum. My constant companion is my son Alexander, with whom I live in and on the water, and to whom I give occasional Hebrew lessons. This is all very necessary, this great rallentando. And it does not mean that I am happy in my resting. I've never been really happy except working. But it is a kind of slow, depressed happiness. As you see, it is very hard to describe. But I am trying to describe it to you in order to explain why I cannot at this moment think clearly about Meistersinger or concert programs or make relevant decisions. I'm sure that this period of pausa will soon be over, and I will tell you everything. Meanwhile, I love to hear from you. I rejoice in the news of Egon's progress and send him my love. Poor Helmut, this is somebody else I've cabled him. He broke his shoulder. Manager of the Philharmonic. And poor Gretel in that Hitze. I pray that Egon is soon well enough so that you can both leave Vienna for the cool hills and have your own pausa, your own rallentando. It is so necessary in this mad, sinister world.